Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Our American institutions of self-government and our culture are being undermined today by judicial supremacists. A supremacist is one who believes in or advocates the supremacy of a particular group. The threat to America comes precisely from those who advocate the supremacy of one particular group, the judges, over the lawful wishes of the people. Examples of the mischief these supremacist judges are doing to the American people and to our culture are all around us. Who would have believed only a few years ago that judges could change the definition of marriage and force the issuing of same-sex marriage licenses, or that judges could prohibit schoolchildren from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, or that judges could order the removal of Ten Commandments monuments and plaques in public buildings and parks? According to the laws of all 50 states plus the federal government, marriage is defined as the union of a man and a woman as husband and wife. How could 4 Massachusetts judges suddenly declare there is no rational basis for that definition and then order same-sex marriage licenses to be issued? The Massachusetts state constitution was written by John Adams and adopted in 1780. And any claim that John Adams could have endorsed same-sex marriage is absurd. Yet while Massachusetts public officials say they oppose same-sex marriage, they say we must obey the law of the land. How did we get to a predicament that this off-the-wall opinion of 4 judges is accepted as the law of the land? It's bad enough that same-sex marriages are issued in Massachusetts, but now same-sex couples who received their marriage licenses in Massachusetts are filing lawsuits to get activist judges to declare that this must be recognized by all the other states. Congress must use its authority granted in Article 3 of the Constitution to limit the jurisdiction of the federal courts and stop them from forcing other states to acquiesce in Massachusetts' flouting of the moral order.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to egoforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says company dental plans now consist of pliers and string, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. It's always pleasure, it's always a fun time when we have G.B. Oliver III, the executive director of the Paragon Foundation, paragonfoundation.org, 1-877-847-3443, on the air with me. And he is today, G.B. High, and it's good to have you again.
Good morning, my good friend.
Hey, I missed you. I went all the way to Sturgis and, Sturgis and Spearfish. I've been around the world twice to a couple of goat ropings, a horse cutting, a little old lady's quilting, and I haven't seen you at any of them.
Well, I've gone undercover, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why did you have to do that, or are you just playing hard to find?
Well, I thought it was a proper thing to do at the time. No, we've been staying pretty close to home. We've got a lot of things that we're trying to get covered here, and so that kind of takes me off the road. But you have been so kind to cover for me in some places, and I just want to tell you that I appreciate it.
I didn't want to do it.
Oh, but you did it so well.
I don't know what kind of a hand signal Jeff gave me. What was that about, Jeff? Huh? Come on. I don't know what I said, but he gave me that I talked out a turn sign there or something. I don't know.
I was kind of holding my breath when you got into that World Fair and all that business, because I've heard that several different ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm glad you didn't go to some of those.
I was at Sturgis at the wrong time. I was there when all the cattlemen showed up, and I wasn't there to see the motorcycle bunch.
No, you were there at the right time.
I think so.
I've been there both times.
Have you really?
I indeed have.
I didn't see any of your brand marks anywhere.
I don't leave many tracks, if I can keep from it.
I thought, you know, you'd carve your initials in a bar stool somewhere or something.
No, sir.
All right.
Sir. That's part of maturing.
You know, speaking of maturing, we were talking earlier about James Watts.
Yes, sir.
Would you care to bring that story up here?
About Secretary Du Bois?
Yeah.
Secretary Du Bois has been our Secretary of Agriculture here in New Mexico for many, many years through several administrations here. And, of course, our good Governor Richardson finally came along and pushed him out of that job just a couple of years before he could retire. But anyway, I was telling Derry about the fact that Frank, as many of us, had kind of a difficult time getting through school. And there were a lot of priorities when he was in school that will get you put out of school. And Frank was known to fight. In fact, his nickname while he was at New Mexico State was Mad Dog Du Bois. But anyway, he turned into quite a gentleman once he got through school. I think it was on his fifth try. And so, Secretary Watts...
Sometimes it takes a long time just to get through the third grade, you know?
It sometimes it does. But Secretary Watts wanted Frank Du Bois as an undersecretary.
Now, let's tell everybody who the Secretary Watts was, because this goes back 20 years. He was Secretary of Interior under Reagan.
That's right.
And I knew him, but got to know him pretty well. I made several trips to Washington, D.C. when I was working on my wild horse program.
Now, he was a heck of a guy. He was a heck of a guy and a guy that was fearless. He wasn't afraid to make the tough decisions. But he wanted Frank as an undersecretary of agriculture, and so he brought Frank up to Washington, and Frank told me one day, and Frank will kill me for telling the story, but Frank said he handed him some paperwork, and he said, this has to be filled out before you can be confirmed. And so Frank sat out there. One of the questions was, have you ever been arrested? And so Frank, he didn't know what to do. He said he could spit blood. He was nervous, and he went down to see Secretary Watts, and he said, Secretary, I have been arrested, and I guess this means that I need to go on back to New Mexico. And he said, well, how many times? And Frank said, you know, I can't tell you exactly, several times. And he said, well, what have you been arrested for? And he said, well, he said, drinking and fighting. And he said, fill it out. That won't cause them any trouble up here. And so Frank, of course, was one of the undersecretaries.
That's interesting. Interesting story. So, you know, you mentioned... when he was going in for his Senate confirmation. I'm looking at this Law of the Sea treaty here.
Uh-huh.
And when Condoleezza Rice went in for her Senate confirmation hearing, she stated that the Bush administration would certainly like to see this Law of the Sea Treaty passed as soon as possible. She says we're very much want to see it go into force. Do you know anything about this Law of the Sea Treaty?
I'll tell you what I do know about it, and no, I'm not as informed as I should be, and not informed enough to talk much about it, except for that everybody that we turn to for advice, and that's all across the country, every one of those people tell me this is the worst treaty that's ever come down the pipe.
Hey, it scares the wadoodling out of you. What it does, it turns the sea and the seabed over to the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will be able to, the United Nations will be able to draw a royalty off of everything that's taken out of the sea. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, they think of fish and clams and crawdads and stuff. But, hey, we're talking about oil and gas and mineral deposits, all that stuff. And up until now, the sea has belonged, you know, each nation has like 200 miles out into the sea or something like that. And, of course, you can go that far. But the rest of the sea has been open to anybody that wanted to explore it. And if this thing goes through, and our Senate has not wanted to ratify it, and let's realize that the Senate doesn't have to ratify it, because the Senate would not ratify the Biodiversity Treaty, and we're living under it today.
Virtually none of these treaties have been ratified, but they go ahead and implement them.
They go ahead and implement them, but this thing is really spooky. I mean, it's a dangerous thing. And here Condoleezza Rice says, oh, yeah, it's a great thing. And President Bush, he wants to see that implemented just as soon as possible.
Yes, sir. No, that's what I saw in her confirmation.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Have returned. Well, when I got to the commercial break, I said to Jeff, what were you giving me those high signs for over there? He said, well, you said you didn't want to do it. And we were talking about the agriculture, the American Agriculture Movement Convention, and I didn't mean I didn't want to speak to the American Ag Movement people. I mean, they're great people. They're our kind of folks. I wanted to see you squirm a little bit more. That was all.
You and Jeff aren't married, are you? That's the kind of signals I get from my wife.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, I can do better than that.
I don't know. I've talked to Jeff. I think he's a dandy.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you think my wife's a dandy. You haven't had to live with her.
Let's go back to the law of the seas.
What kind of hand signals does your wife give you?
They're slight now because she knows now that she's got me paying attention.
Oh, okay.
She used to be, you know, I used to have to be a little more animated, but now, you know, I can just get the look. I know the look.
Right. It's just like training a dog or a horse. You
really
know, you cue them pretty hard the first few times, and then after that they realize, you know, when they feel your leg move, that they're going to get a spur in their shoulder. Why they don't? You don't have to use the spurs anymore.
Boy, she's had a hard time with me.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, she overdid me for a while.
How's that?
Well, you know, she just was too harsh on me, and you know, it even caused me to, you know, I nearly pee on the floor. I mean, I've gotten over all that.
Well,
now.
Let's move on. You're not the guy that was in jail, were you, because you just did what the sign said?
I was not, no.
You know, the sign said, caution, wet floor. Hey, we got to go. Anyhow, you did miss a very nice convention down in Oklahoma City with the American Agriculture Movement people. They're great folks. They've been around a while, and they still have a lot of good ideas. And you know the funny thing about the AAM and the farm NFO, it's amazing how smart those people are today.
Mm-hmm.
And how dumb everybody thought they were 30, 40, 50 years ago.
You bet.
Yeah, I'm amazed at Orrin Lee Staley, you know, some of the speeches he made and all. And I mean, boy, he was right on target, and it's happened just exactly like he said it was going to. And, you know, this brings up something else very quickly, and we're off the subject of the Paragon Foundation. But we've watched what happened to the poultry. We watched what happened to the hogs. As soon as they get, and I don't know how you feel about it or how much you studied about it, but as soon as they get this animal ID in operation, they're going to have the cattle control just like they do the hogs and the poultry.
Well, that's exactly where they're going. And you know, even a guy that's as dumb as I am can look back and see exactly where this game is going and exactly what they're trying to do with it.
It's just a matter of, hey, all they've got to know is where those cattle are and who's got them. And yeah, from there on, it's Katie by the door.
That's exactly right.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned, visiting today with G.B. Oliver, ParagonFoundation.org. And by the way, to get in touch with Paragon Foundation, the number to dial is 1-877-847-3443. You mentioned a while ago that you mentioned to me before we went on the air that Laney is still in jail. Martha Stewart is getting out.
Yes, sir. I think Kit's got about two more months. You know, he pled guilty to two misdemeanors and agreed to do 5 months in a federal facility, which in my mind he never needed to do. But also, the Paragon Foundation and all those people involved learned a great deal of how the federal government is willing to play these games and what they're willing to do to at least get off the hook and not look like they have completely violated every law in the world. And so, you know, the thing that we came out of that understanding, and I think we've talked about it on your show before, when you come in there to help somebody that they brought a criminal action against, and those actions are trumped up, there was absolutely nothing behind the charges they brought against Kit Laney or people all across the country that they're bringing these charges against. You know, when you refuse to back away and you continue to act like you're going to go right on into the courtroom and you're going to challenge that, then they're going to come at you from several different directions and they're going to make offer after offer. And they've got the good guy and the bad guy. One guy's telling you, you know what, we've got a judge right here who's going to put you away for 62 years. And the other guy's saying, look, if you'll just go ahead and plead guilty to two or three misdemeanors or whatever it is to get us off the hook, we're going to give you back all your money on your cattle and all of these things. All your costs are going to be given back and everything else. And over a period of time, there's just so much pressure put on those people. And you can imagine the kind of pressure you're under. They go ahead and they cave in. They know how to keep you from ever going into courtroom and challenging the charges that they've brought against you.
You know, and this is not something that these guys have thought up. They've worked at that. I mean, this has gone on for years and years and years and years and years. I visited with a very interesting fellow the other day, and he's listening now as he's out there feeding cattle. But he said when he was a lot younger, he had a little bit of a problem and at a sale barn. And it was a horse sale. And they came and arrested him. And I don't guess it was feds. It had to be the county, I guess. I don't know, county sheriff or somebody. They came and arrested him, took him out of the sale. And so while he was out of the sale and in jail, he had some good riding horses there at the sale. But they were just tied or in a pen or something out back. Well, at the sale, at the horse sale, anything that's not saddled is considered a killing horse. So while he was gone, the sale barn company sold his good horses for slaughter horses. So he found out about it. He went back to get his horses afterwards, and he said, oh, we sent them to kill. So he got an attorney, and he said, well, we got these guys now. He said, those horses, they had to be worth $50,000 a piece, you know. And they sold them for 50 cents a pound, and now, hey, we've got these guys where we want them. So what the sheriff or whoever it was did, they conned the brand inspector into picking a fight with him. And the brand inspector came out or whatever the deal was and said, you know, it looks to me like these horses, these brands aren't right on these horses. He said, you stole these horses. And he just kept harassing him until the guy busted his head.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had him on a felony charge for hitting a brand inspector.
You bet.
You see what I mean? So they said, well, if you'll drop the charges on us on selling your killing horses, then we'll drop the charges on you on busting this guy's head.
You bet.
So the guy that really came up short was the guy with the busted head. But
you know something, Derry, and I don't know how many of your listeners have read the book. I just recently read it, that the judge that appears on Fox News, Napolitano.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you read his book?
No.
Let me tell you all. I don't know how to. I wish I had it here in front of me, and I could tell you a little bit more about it. But what we learned in these cases that we've been involved in, and then I read his book the other day on an airplane coming back in here. I think it's called Constitutional Chaos. Let me tell you, that judge saw it firsthand, and he tells it exactly like it is in that book. Exactly the same story that I'd have to sit here and tell you that have seen it firsthand. He tells the truth in that book.
He seems like a fairly decent guy.
Well, he just comes out and says, and that's what we're finding out.
Well, I mean, he says what he thinks is what I'm trying to say.
Well, he certainly says it in that book. And what he's telling you and what I'll tell you right now is, these people have no limitations. When they're told to go out and accomplish something, they're also told that you're above the law and you can do it any way you want to do it. And where they get nervous, because about 99% of the charges they bring against people, there's a plea bargain. Where they begin to get nervous is when you won't plea bargain. When you just keep saying, well, let's just go on in the courtroom. Well, you know, let's lay our evidence on the table. You lay yours and see where it's at. And the closer you get to that courtroom without blinking, the more deals are going to come run at you. But the thing you got to remember also is that those deals they're throwing in front of you, you got no deal at all until you get it in writing. And they'll offer you the world. They'll offer you huge amounts of money if you'll plead guilty to a misdemeanor. But when you ask them to put it on paper, that's when they fall over backwards. But they keep you covered in pressure 24 hours a day. You got the guy, like the guy out of the Department of Agriculture that's calling, telling you.
Hey, hang on. We're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95, check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who busted a mirror and got 7 years bad luck, but his lawyer thinks he can get him 5. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. GB, going into the commercial break, we were talking about how, and they're not necessarily feds all the time, but how the agencies will come in and try to get you to plea bargain, and they'll trump up charges, and they won't always tell you the truth. And you mentioned the book written by Judge
Napolitano.
Napolitano, yeah.
Let me just clarify something. You said that they don't always tell you the truth. Our experience tells us they never tell the truth. And you've got somebody within that agency, Mark Ray. I'm going to point the finger right at him. He was directly involved in the Kit Laney deal. He's telling you that he just thinks this is outrageous, and he's so sorry for what his agency has done. And, you know, he's going to get that corrected. And as far as he's concerned, that Mr. Laney should get all of his money back and these charges should be dropped. But then the bad guy is the Justice Department. And you would think that these people hate each other, that they won't even talk to each other. And he'll cut a deal with the with the guy that's accused of the crime, and they'll get it all worked out, and then he'll come back to the Justice Department or just won't go with it, you know. And they just keep you on this swing going back and forth, and they know just how to finally mentally wear you out. And that's the game. And, you know, Judge Napolitano talks about it in his book. You know, we experienced it firsthand in some of these cases that we've seen, and then to read about it, I thought, you know, I've never met Judge Napolitano, but I'm going to tell you right now, he's a straight shooter.
I wonder if we could get him on the air, Jeff. I bet if he wants to sell his book, he'd come on the air.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're making, you know, after reading that, those are the kind of people that have the courage to stand up and tell the truth. That's the kind of people that we want to get in touch with also, and we're taking steps to try to get in touch with him.
Yeah, he's a regular on Fox News. We can probably get in touch with him, all right, just through his book sale thing.
Well, he's the real deal.
You know, you said get it in writing. Do these people have the authority to put something in writing? There's the other thing. They can say, okay, here, we'll write to, you know, we'll write a... one of the best contracts I ever made was on a cow deal, and we sat in a restaurant, and I don't know how many napkins we used before we finally got one that suited both of us, but they could come up and say, yeah, here, and I'll sign that, and then when you take it to the judge, he'll say, well, that guy didn't have the authority to sign that.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, we've never gotten it that far. When you actually get a bureaucrat to put something on paper and sign his name, that's virtually an impossibility. He's just not going to do it. You know, and these are all learning processes, and it's a shame that people have to pay the kind of price they have to pay to learn. Look what this foundation has paid in litigation costs over the last 5 or 6 years in cases that we didn't come out on. But you know what? That's the price of the education, and you got to pay it. You got to pay it because you're going somewhere where no one's ever gone. Look at Wayne Hage out there and the commitment he made to following that thing through. And I was talking to Wayne. I was at a meeting with Wayne one time, and I said, you know, Wayne, how did you know to pursue your case in the court of claims when everybody else was out there in federal district court? And he said, because I made every mistake you could make before I got there. But it's a matter of setting your old chin and making up your mind that you'll not be deterred. And that's what Wayne Hage did.
Do you think he'll ever get paid? Will the feds ever cough up the money that they owe him?
I think they'll have no choice. And, in fact, in one of the last telephonic hearings that they had, one of the things let me tell you, that the best example that you're doing well when you're head-to-head with the federal government is when their attorneys start to take other jobs. And the attorneys that have been involved against Hage for the Justice Department, two of them left the other day. One went to work for, I think, the state of Virginia, and the other one took a job with the state of California.
Really?
And so when they start jumping ship, that's a sign that they now understand somebody's going to have to take the credit for the loss that's coming down the road. And as those attorneys begin to understand that, nobody wants that on their record. And so you'll see them drop the job they've got and go hunt up and seek other jobs.
Now, you're still standing by Laney. He didn't sign anything saying that he wouldn't go ahead and sue them.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And the only reason they brought criminal charges against Laney, and that's something that as you begin to look at taking your case to the Court of Claims, and we now understand that's where you have to take it in this business, the thing you've got to be aware of is the fact that they're going to bring some kind of a criminal indictment against you if they possibly can. And the reason they're going to do that is, and until that criminal indictment is cleared, then you can't get in the Court of Claims. And so that's why, supposedly, Mr. Laney was charged with attacking them with a deadly weapon, which was a horse, the bridle reins, and the spurs. That was the only way they keep him out of the Court of Claims.
But you're still behind him, and he's still wanting to go to Court of Claims.
Absolutely. Or the last time I talked to him, that's exactly where we were.
You know, I know a couple other people that are in the same situation that Laney is in. And I've told them, I said, look, if they start taking your cattle, load up your horse and come on out here to Missouri, I'll keep you till this is all over with, till you get to the Court of Claims.
Well, the thing is people have got to understand that. And they'll set you up, and those charges against Laney are completely bogus. Absolutely bogus. What they did is they caught him by himself, which was something that everybody had told him not to do. Don't go anywhere by yourself. And they caught him by himself, and that's when they arrested him. You don't go anywhere by yourself. You carry a camera, and you stay the heck away from them because they know how to keep you out of the court of claims. They can bring a criminal indictment against you.
Let's go to the telephones. Ed in Missouri. Hi, Ed. You're on the air.
Yes, GB and Derry. There's another farmer that's been greatly persecuted, Wayne Kreitz, in the 1970s. A grain elevator went into bankruptcy. Wayne Kreitz from Puxico, Missouri, had stored his soybeans in that bin. A judge ruled the soybeans belonging to Wayne could be sold for the debt of the grain elevator. Wayne and tens of his friends took back the beans. A judge asked the names of those that helped Wayne, and he refuses to give the names. He's been held in contempt of court, and now he owes over $15 million in fines, and periodically they lock him up, and the law's been changed. Now, this is another example. Here's a man, to my way of thinking, is a saint, and he's working off the farm, and he lost his farm that was like a five-generation farm. He was working as a carpenter for a while. Now he's taking another job. I mean, this is the kind of thing that happens.
You know, I know Wayne pretty well. In fact, we had just started the network when all that happened. And we stayed right on top of that. Here's the deal, GB, and anybody in their right mind would know better. I don't know where these judges come from. I mean, you talk about somebody that fell off a turnip truck on the way to town. He had not sold those beans. He had stored them in this elevator. He was paying storage on them.
Uh-huh.
The elevator took bankruptcy, and this judge said those beans belonged to the elevator.
No.
And it would be just like if you took your car to a parking lot, and you were paying to let it sit on that parking lot, the parking lot went broke, and your car then would become become collateral for the bank that had the mortgage on the parking lot.
Absolutely absurd.
Now, I didn't realize that the thing was still going on, Ed. What do you mean they jailed him?
I was at an American Ag convention several years ago in Louisiana, and I sat there with Wayne and Sandy, and they told me the whole story. And at that time, he owed $12 million. They keep increasing the fine with interest. And now they're talking about all these special cases where they're going to let these crack dealers off with a special court, bill in Congress, and all these other crooks. Here's a man who's never done anything immoral in his life. And how it was an immoral law that he violated. This is just absurd. My blood gets to boiling when I think about this. He and his wife are tremendous people.
You know, the thing that blows my mind, Ed, and this, no one, I can sit here and tell you from now on and never be able to tell you adequately the way you would understand what happened. You sit here in this office a week, and you talk to the people from all over this country that are calling you, telling you very kind of stories Ed's relating right there. It would just blow your mind. This is not isolated anywhere in this nation. It's everywhere. And these federal judges understand something very clearly. Now, this may not be a federal case, but these federal judges understand one thing, that is you better bow to the entity that's paying you. And Napolitano talks about that in his book. So the deck is stacked against you from the time you walk in there if you don't know exactly what you're doing. And the other thing is don't think that attorney that's representing you is on your side. He is licensed by the court. And he'll be on your side right up till that old judge looks over his glasses at him and he thinks that his meal ticket's about to be taken away. And then he's going to sell you out in the blink of an eye.
Hey, let's take a break.
Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Bill in New Mexico. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm enjoying the program. And good morning, GB.
Good morning.
Gary. I'm reading a local paper here, the Alamogordo Daily News. There's a story in here about the residents try to keep homes in a court battle up in New London, Connecticut. And apparently the Supreme Court they're doubting whether the state has the authority to protect some of the residents. I was wondering if they're aware of the Paragon Foundation and maybe the help that you could give them.
Well, I'll tell you something. We had a meeting day before yesterday, a board meeting, and that was one of the topics in our board meeting. That's something that we're discussing and looking at. We think that is a critical case. The thing that concerns us, and we talked about this, is repeatedly the United States Supreme Court has turned its back on these cases just like this. It's a great concern because they are turning their back on private property rights and consistently done so for the last 50 years.
You mentioned a book earlier, and I didn't catch the name of it, by Judge Napolitano.
I believe it's called Constitutional Chaos.
Ah, okay. I'm going to have to get that because I've been reading the new one. It's called Men in Black. It's about judges.
You bet.
And it's a good book so far. I've been reading it. I'm about halfway through. And I recommend people read that, too. But the story is kind of disturbing because the Supreme Court doesn't know what they're doing, it sounds like. They have questions to whether they're they really have the authority to do that.
Well, that is a...
They don't know whether they have the authority to uphold the Constitution or not, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, we have treated away our rights. And I, you know, one thing I was going to ask Derry about that I've seen again and again and again, and it goes back to the law of the treaty of the law of the seas. It goes back to NAFTA and all these treaties. What about these Canadians now claiming that under Chapter 11 in NAFTA? That this country owes them $325 million for stopping them from bringing their cattle over the border.
And we probably will pay it.
Gosh.
You
well,
see,
I
why?
I have a public school education, so maybe I'm not reading into this correctly, but I'm going to hang up and let you continue your show. I really enjoy it.
Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go back to New London here a minute. I have a real good question and answer session. With, it's not me, but with the writer of this article interviewed Scott Bullock. And Scott Bullock is the, he spoke before, or he pleaded the case before the Supreme Court for this Kelo, you know, Kelo versus New London.
You bet.
And when we come back, we're going to take a break, but he made some really sharp comments in here. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%, was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is a company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we're back. We're in a home stretch here, GB. We don't have a lot of time, but we were talking about those treaties and how, you know, I said we'll probably have to pay the Canadians because of the cattle situation.
You bet.
You see, and I'm looking at Article 6 of the Constitution of the United States. All treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. Says so, right there in the Constitution. I don't know why they put that in the Constitution, but it's there. So if They've signed that stupid treaty, and have to get stuff, and it's going to happen. But let me go back to what this Scott Bullock was saying. The question was, how do you describe the Kelo versus New London? And he says, well, the question in the case is whether the government can take your property because it feels like someone can make more productive use of your land than what you were making of it. What we're really talking about is the government wants to take these people homes for more tax revenue. New London is struggling economically. It feels that the new owners, the private businesses there, will create more tax revenue than the homeowners who live there. This is an incredibly dangerous expansion of eminent domain authority. Every home, church, or corner store would produce more tax revenue if it were a Costco or shopping mall or a private office building. So what they are really talking about here is an unlimited view of eminent domain. We are asking the court to impose some clear limits. Question. This is one of thousands of cases where eminent domain powers have been given by government to private entities. Why has it become so prevalent? Answer. Government and private developers thought they could get away with it.
Absolutely.
And this is the whole thing. They're going to try you. It's just like breaking an old spoiled horse. He'll try you every way he can till he finds out he can't get away with it. And, the old timers used to say, you just got to make his butt hurt worse than his feet and he'll quit limping.
It worked on me.
I don't know. Let's talk a little bit more about Foundation. Your number is 1-877-847-3443. People, you need to join Paragon. These people need all the help they can get. It's, what is it, $35 gets you a membership or whatever, and then you also get the magazine.
You bet. And we've got a lot of things that we're involved in, a lot of things that I think are exciting. The other thing I want to get with you, Derry, and talk about is this concert tour that we'll do across the country with...
With that?
Man, we're fixing to kick this off. We've completed the album, and it's interesting to me that people like Brooks and Dunn and some of those kind of people now are kind of falling into this and wanting to be a part of this album and everything else. So you get some help from some unexpected places.
And the revenue is going to go to the Paragon Foundation, right?
Well, we're sponsoring this tour. We're going to put up the money to put that out there. If there is any profit in the thing, it will go, as we come into communities, and by the way, I'm making them come to your country, and we're going to schedule a deal and come in there. But we would like to partner up with some of the groups that believe like we do and share that money as we go across the country. But more than anything else, we want to get the word out. And this guy's got the courage to stand up and tell it like it is in front of the people as he does the concerts. And, when you find an entertainer like that's willing to put his career on the line and for the things that he believes in, you got to run with a guy like that.
Yeah, I heard him when he was in Reno. By the way, are we going back to Reno again this summer?
That's my understanding.
Why Reno? It's a long ways from here to Reno.
Do you think you think I've got any say-so about anything?
I thought you said so about everything.
Well, I have. No, you misunderstood. I have something to say about everything.
I'll call your wife.
Oh, okay.
She'll straighten this out on this thing.
Yeah, I'm going to send your wife a little something I just saw. It says, calling all cowgirls, Montana. Mountain sky beckoned wild women seeking Western adventures.
Really?
It's only $1,000. I'll send that to your wife. I know that's something.
Well, she's got the $1,000. She'll probably go.
Oh, man.
Give Paragon a call, people. Join up with them. They're good folks. 1-877-847-3443.
Happy trails to you until again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.